Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Presidential candidate Joko Widodo says Indonesia will not fall apart. Indonesia targets the negotiation with Mozambique and Tunisia to complete this year. House Speaker calls for vigilance against natural disasters. Now the news in detail. Presidential candidate number 01 Joko Widodo affirmed that the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, NKRI, would not fall apart. It was remarked by Joko Widodo before thousands of alumni of the University of Indonesia who declared their support for the Jokowi-Ma'ruf Amin pair in the 2019 presidential election on Saturday, January 12, based on the statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday. Joko Widodo expressed his annoyance to hear any political speech on the dissolution of Indonesia and the attack against him, which accused Joko Widodo as supporter of the Indonesian Communist Party, PKI. However, Joko Widodo chose to respond to the allegation with concrete action, among others by taking over 51% of stakes in PT Freeport Indonesia. He also stated that Indonesia had taken over its largest gas block Mahakam from France's Total E&P Indonesia and Japan's Inpex Corporation. February 2018 was a momentum for Indonesia to start penetrating the African market, particularly non-traditional market, as instructed by President Joko Widodo to Indonesian representatives in the African countries. The instruction was implemented by the government through the Indonesia-Africa Forum, which was held in Bali in April 2018, resulting in two concessions for the implementation of PTA, or Preferential Trade Agreement, by reducing tariff for certain products to the countries who participate in the agreement, namely Mozambique and Tunisia. Director of African Affairs of the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Daniel Simanjuntak, when confirmed by RRI on Sunday, January 13, said that the process of the PTA negotiation with the two African countries has reached the third or the final stage, namely collecting data about the kinds of products. Daniel believes that the negotiation of PTA with Mozambique and Tunisia can be completed this year, so that the implementation of the agreement can provide benefits for other African countries, especially the sub-Saharan Africa. The question is, do we still hope more African countries to participate in the agreement? We believe if the implementation of the agreement succeeds, it will provide multiplier effects for other African countries. If we can penetrate the African market, it will benefit our economy as we can reduce 50 to 100% tariff for our commodities. Daniel Simanjuntak added that if the preferential trade agreement with Mozambique succeeds, Indonesia will have more opportunity to expand the Indonesian export commodities to other African countries through the countries which participated in the Indonesia-Africa Forum in Bali in April 2018. Daniel further said that based on the recent data, the trade value of Indonesia with the sub-Saharan Africa countries is approximately 3,000 of the Indonesian trade value with other countries in the world. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPRRI, Bambang Susatyo, has called for vigilance against possible natural disasters. Bambang said in a statement on Sunday, January 13, that every district and city administration must consolidate and coordinate its disaster mitigation office to anticipate natural disasters. As quoted by Antara, Bambang urged anticipatory measures following a series of earthquakes in Banda Aceh, Bengkulu is Nusa Tenggara, and the Sunda Strait on January 10 and 11, 2019. Moreover, the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has warned that there is a potential of tsunami in the Sunda Strait. Bambang stated besides earthquakes, some volcanoes have been erupted, for example, Mount Anak Krakatoa in Sunda Strait, Mount Merapi in Yogyakarta, and Mount Agung in Bali. In response to the condition, House Speaker asked the local governments to remain vigilant and prepared to face potential disasters. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that the government would keep building dams to provide irrigation for rice fields, considering only 11% or approximately 780,000 hectares of rice fields who obtain their water supply from dam. In a program discussing President's vision aired at one of national private TV stations on Sunday night, January 13, President Joko Widodo said as many as 8 dams have been completed, namely Ragnamo and Rotikot dams in East Nusa Tenggara, as well as Tanju and Mila dams in West Nusa Tenggara. In addition to constructing more dams, the government is also committed to providing village funds, which can be utilized to establish village infrastructures such as road, market, irrigation, and retention basin. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry Oil and Gas Director General Joko Suswanto said that the ministry plans to offer 10 oil and gas blocks through 2 auction stages. Joko explained that the first auction phase would involve the Anambas, West Ganal and West Kayumana blocks, as well as 2 exploitation blocks, West Kampar and Selat Panjang, and the auction process would be open before the end of this month. Joko Santoso said the first auction would kick off this month. The government just finished the terms and conditions. West Kamal block is actually a cut-off field from US-based energy giant Chevron's Makassar Strait block, which has been excluded from the Indonesia Deepwater Development Mega Gas Project. As reported by Jakarta Post in 2018, the ministry signed off 9 exploration blocks through auction schemes, 3 of which were agreed in December. The 3 are the South Andaman Offshore Block in Aceh, South Saka Kemang Onshore Block in South Sumatra, and Maratua Onshore Block in Central Java. Candidate for Vice President Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno said that while visiting more than 1,000 points to socialize and capture aspirations, he saw the public wanting a change in Indonesia. As reported by Antara, Sandiaga told that the condition is due to the community having difficulties in getting jobs, unstable prices of basic commodities, and farmers who have not been overlooked by the government. Sandiaga said that some of them expected Prabowo would deliver a complete vision and mission. He hoped that the delivery of the vision and mission would be one of the sessions used to convey to society, as well as the deepening of the debate session, which will begin on January 17, 2019. Regarding the debate to be held on January 17, 2019, Sandiaga expressed his readiness to face it. Sandiaga pointed out that his side is committed to strengthening the law enforcement officials such as KBK, police, and the Attorney General's office, especially in eradicating corruption. The last item. Ministry of Public Works and Housing, through the National Road Implementation Agency 8, East Java, Bali, successfully completed the construction of two hanging bridges in Pacitan Regency, East Java province in 2018. The two bridges are Banjarsari 2 and Kedung Bendo replaced the broken bridges which were hit by a tremendous flood on December 28, 2017. The construction of the bridge began in August 2018 and completed in December 2018 with PT Cahaya Agung Perdana Karya as the contractor. The construction of the bridges uses rigid type and the bridges can only be used by pedestrians and two-wheeled vehicles. The Banjarsari 2 bridge connects Banjarsari village and Semantan village in Pacitan. Indonesian Public Works and Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono said that hanging bridges connecting villages are important to support residents' mobility. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Presidential candidate Joko Widodo says Indonesia will not fall apart. Indonesia targets the negotiation with Mozambique and Tunisia to complete this year. House Speaker calls for vigilance against natural disasters. That was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with commentary for today entitling Terror and Intimidation Should Not Decrease the Efforts of Eradicating Corruption. On Wednesday, January 9, 2019, the homes of two Corruption Eradication Commission's KPK leaders, Agus Raharjo and Laode M. Sharif, were terrorized by bombs. A vinyl pipe-like bomb was hung on the fence of Agus Raharjo's home, which is located at Graha Indah, Jati Asih, Bekasi City. Meanwhile, two Molotov bombs were thrown at the house of Deputy Chairman of KPK, Laode, which is located in Kalibata, South Jakarta. After receiving the information striking the houses of the two Corruption Eradication Commission leaders, President Joko Widodo immediately instructed Indonesian National Police Chief Tito Karnavian to investigate the terror case. According to President Joko Widodo, the terror was clearly an intimidation for law enforcement agencies. Therefore, the terror could not be tolerated. President Joko Widodo believes that the efforts of eradicating corruption would not be impeded due to the terror attack. It was not the first time that members of KPK were threatened by terror. Previously, KPK's investigators Novel Baswedan was attacked by unknown men who threw acid on his face, and the case still has not yet been solved. Recently, as many as 65 officers were appointed by Indonesian National Police Chief Tito Karnavian to investigate the terror case of Novel Baswedan Thuli. Based on the letter of appointment signed by Chief of the Indonesian National Police Tito Karnavian on Tuesday, January 8, 2019, the joint fact-finding team consists of policemen, KPK, and experts on the related fields. However, the effectiveness of the team in resolving the terror case remains a question. Serious commitment from the authorized parties in solving crimes is required, especially the ones which engage in corruption eradication. Considering corruption is an extraordinary crime in Indonesia, we do hope the Indonesian police and other law enforcement agencies will take incentive actions to solve the terror case so that KPK investigators can perform their duty in eradicating corruption effectively without any disturbance. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today in history starts from an event on January 14, 1907, when an earthquake shook Kingston, Jamaica. Earthquake shook the capital city on Jamaica Island with a magnitude of 6.5 Richter scale on January 14, 1907, at around 15:30 local time. The earthquake caused around 1,000 people died and almost 10,000 people losing their homes.
It was also reported that tsunami occurred at the north of the beach of Jamaica, with the wave height around 2 meters. The next event was Casablanca Conference in 1943 under World War II. The conference was the first war conference among ally countries and began in Casablanca, Morocco. The goal of the conference was to determine strategy of allies' power and how to end World War II. In addition, it was also discussed planned allied attack to Sicilia, Italy, and American bombing to Axis countries, namely Japan, Germany, and Italy. Previously, there were three leaders of great countries who were planned to participate in the conference, namely Roosevelt from the US, Churchill from the UK, and Stalin from Russia. But Stalin rejected to attend because his country was threatened by Nazi attack and heavy winter. The conference produced mutual declarations that the war would only end by unconditional surrender from Axis countries. The last event was about bomb terror in Jakarta in 2016. On January 14, 2016, bomb terror and shooting occurred at around Sarinah Plaza on Jalan MH Tamrin, Central Jakarta, Indonesia. There were explosions at two different places, namely parking area of Cakrawala Tower, a building at the north of Sarinah, and a police post in front of the building. Four terrorists and four citizens killed and 24 people injured due to the attack. Seven people were involved as attackers, and ISIS organization claimed to be responsible as attackers. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Menjagamu. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia will bring a topic about Indonesia and Singapore inaugurate Kendal Furniture Polytechnic. Indonesian Industry Minister Airlangga Hartarto, along with Singaporean Higher Education and Skills Minister, inaugurated Furniture Polytechnic and Wood Processing Center at Kendal Industrial Park in Central Java on Thursday, 10th of January 2019. One of the purposes of establishing the Furniture Polytechnic is to provide industrial labor so that the productivity and competitiveness of Indonesian furniture market can improve. Industry Minister Airlangga Hartarto remarked at the opening of the inauguration that the presence of the Furniture Polytechnic and Wood Processing Center must be able to adjust with the development of furniture trend and market. According to Minister Airlangga, the development of furniture trend encourages furniture business people to be more creative in making innovative design so that their products can compete with other products in the international market. The establishment of Furniture Polytechnic and Wood Processing Center is aimed to produce qualified human resources which are compatible with the current demand of industry. According to Minister Airlangga, the government targets the furniture export to increase $5 million in the next 2 years. Minister Airlangga said that furniture industry is one of the strategic sectors that can support the national economy because of its high productivity and export-oriented quality. Meanwhile, Singaporean Higher Education and Skills Minister Ong Ye Kung said that Singapore and Indonesia have established intense relationship in every level from the government, institution, and society. The cooperation between the two countries can provide more benefits for the two countries in many aspects. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan kau aku cinta padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to Madobak, a tourism village in West Sumatra, Indonesia. Madobak village has various unique traditional cultures as the main attraction. There is a traditional house which is very well known with the name Uma. There is also traditional ceremony which is presented. For example, Sikeri. Madobak village is located precisely in Mentawai Island, South Siberut District, West Sumatra Province. It located precisely at South Siberut River upstream. To go to Madobak village, visitors can head to Minangkabau International Airport. First, you should go to Muara Padang Port by bus. Then, you continue the trip by crossing speedboat to Siberut Island. You can visit the village through Regaret River. The river is the access to the upstream from the beach in Muara Siberut by taking time around 3 hours to arrive at Madobak village. Listener, Madobak village is located at South Siberut River upstream, and it is located adjacent to other villages. For example, Ugai and Mato Tonan, which also keep maintaining the uniqueness of their traditions. The village also has waterfall that becomes tourism object. It is called Kulu Kubuk Waterfall. Because the departure schedule of speedboat is only twice a week, visitors can stay at night at local people's houses. That was Indonesian Wonder, listeners. Thank you for joining us. That was our topic today about tourism village of Madobak in West Sumatra Province. See you!
Voice of Indonesia.
Entah mengapa
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Asal Anda Dari Mana? Or Where Do You Come From? Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about Asal Anda Dari Mana? Or in English, Where Do You Come From? In the previous edition, Tony was acquainted with Sinta, a woman sitting next to him. In today's edition, Tony is talking with Sinta to know where does Sinta come from.
Asal Anda dari mana?
Saya dari Jakarta. Kalau Anda, dari mana?
Saya dari London.
Oh, Anda orang Inggris?
Iya, benar.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Asal Anda dari mana? In English, where do you come from? Orang Inggris. In English, British. Saya orang Inggris. In English, I'm British. Asal saya dari Indonesia. In English, I come from Indonesia. Orang Indonesia. In English, Indonesian. Orang Jepang. In English, Japanese. Orang Mesir. In English, Egyptian. Suku Jawa. In English, Javanese. To ask someone's origin, you can say asal Anda dari mana or dari mana asal Anda means where do you come from. The expression has the same meaning. The word dari mana can be used to ask someone's origin or something. If someone asks you about your origin, you can say saya dari means I am from, then followed by the city and country. For example, saya dari Jogja. In English, I'm from Jogja. Saya dari London. In English, I'm from London. Saya dari Inggris. In English, I'm from England. Saya dari Indonesia. In English, I'm from Indonesia. Country of origin is usually synonymous with citizenship. In the dialogue, Sinta guessed that Tony isn't English. In Indonesian language, you have to use the word orang, then followed by country to mention citizenship. For example, orang Inggris. In English, British. Orang Indonesia. Indonesian. Orang Jepang. Japanese. Orang Mesir. Egyptian. In addition to the country, you can also add the name of the city or tribe after the word orang to indicate a city of ethnic group. For example, Sinta berasal dari Jogja means Sinta comes from Jogja. It means Sinta is a Javanese. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Asal Anda dari mana?
Saya dari Jakarta. Kalau Anda, dari mana?
Saya dari London.
Oh, Anda orang Inggris?
Iya, benar.
Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan san cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan pada dunia,
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia, meet you again in Music Corner. Today, I will present you a Kroncong song from Mamik Marsudi. Prasito Resmi, or better known as Mamik Marsudi, is an Indonesian female Kroncong singer who has melodious voice. However, in the Indonesian entertainment world, Mamik Marsudi is better known as a dancer. Dancing and singing Kroncong has led her to various countries as ambassador of cultural missions. Mamik Marsudi learned Kroncong songs from the tapes brought by her husband, Marsudi. She memorized and tried to sing Kroncong songs and began to join some Kroncong competitions. After successfully winning the competitions, Mamik joined a Kroncong orchestra so that her ability then further increased. Well, listener, let's enjoy Langgam Kerinduan sung by Mamik Marsudi.
Setahun sudah ku
Voice of Indonesia.
Memikirkan, namun aku tak banyak berharap.